Greg Ratcliffe has extensive experience with helping organizations use monitoring to maximize availability and support systems' return on investment. Greg is monitoring manager for Liebert Solutions. Thanks for being with us, Greg.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Greg, how can attendees use their monitoring systems to prevent problems before they affect network availability?
That's a great question, Tom. We'll explore that in the next 25 minutes or so. If you take a look at the next slide, you'll see the two paradigms that have been historically used for monitoring systems. One I call break-fix, the other is called proactive monitoring. You'll hear a little bit in the future from Tim about predictive monitoring and how Cardinal's using their systems for predictive monitoring. But break-fix, let's think about break-fix a little bit before we continue. The break-fix paradigm is one of alarming. So keep that in mind as we go through the next few minutes, and we'll talk about the differences between break-fix and proactive monitoring. We'll also talk about the ROI that can be obtained through monitoring systems. This is through increased visibility and those sneaky little downtime sessions, those issues that can come up at any time. Of course, alarm management is a key that we're going to discuss. You still have to alarm, you still have to escalate those alarms, and you still have to bring them up to the key people within your organization. We also have a new environment. We have high heat loads, high power loads, a very changing environment that's moving all over in the data center. How do you manage that and how do you get ahead of any of those changes is the key to a good monitoring system. Performance management. When we talk about performance management, we're talking about systems that increase their reliability through the visibility of the data they expose. For example, air units that allow you to monitor the head pressure, or generators that allow you to monitor the core water temperature. And of course, those things beyond the data center, where the wires come into the facility, the utilities enter the facility, the wire troughs, other things within the facility are important to monitor and manage at all times. Finally, once you have an event, how can you improve your process? We call that forensics. Looking after the event, after it occurs, how to prevent it from happening the next time. If we look back in the future, we'll say that 2000 to 2010 was maybe called the internetworking age. Certainly, this is the time where systems have changed. Those systems are interacting with each other at a much higher level. They communicate individual systems one to another. For example, an air conditioning unit can communicate over to a monitoring system to say, I have high head pressure. A generator can complain about not being able to start. Those systems, in turn, go to other data repositories that store that data and bring it up to the visibility of the management systems. Machine interfaces are also converging. Those machines allow those systems to talk directly to each other. What that means is that web pages have a uniform view. Those systems drive each other in a similar fashion, and we can see how those systems are operating all remotely. The human interfaces are also converging. What I mean by that is web pages have a style and look that operators expect. Those systems have a style and look that people are expecting. The human interfaces are converging in a way that operators can quickly tell what's going on with any system. Finally, no system can be an island. The information that's stored within a system like SiteScan or any other monitoring system has to be exposed. It has to go out to other systems, and it has to increase the overall availability of the facility. So let's think about break-fix for a little bit. What I mean when we're talking about break-fix is that that's an on-off, a binary state, a change in condition from normal to abnormal, cold to hot, the wires are disconnected, a system has failed. This is okay if you're just operating in an alarm mode, but this does not allow us to go to the next step towards proactive monitoring or predictive monitoring. Systems like SiteScan and other products like this support direct analog reading. For the next few minutes, we're going to talk about direct analog and telemetry. This means really picking up the values from those remote systems. Parametric data, the telemetry, this is the numbers. For example, how could you control your car if all it could tell you is you're going too fast or you're going too slow? Look at the temperature that's controlled in the facility, 72.0 degrees. Not that the facility's too hot. These are the only things that can enable predictive analysis, which can give us the ability to react to systems and those failures before they occur. I'd like to bring you an example that came from the cellular industry. It's not data centers, but it's an area that has a large number of systems that have been vulnerable to failures and had previously been operating in the break-fix mentality. Let's take a look at that first column in the chart on the slide. That's the break-fix monitoring column. Those systems have failed, and that was a about 2003 architecture. Network availability is shown at 99.44%. Pretty good. Not great for a data center, but very good for the cellular industry. They had a couple of major incidents. They had 49.1 hours of downtime. Those service engineers were taking 2 hours to get on site for typical failures. A program was started with an Emerson company whereby telemetry monitoring was added. So this means adding the capability to look at direct analog values, to look deep within those systems for all the parameters. Let's look at what changed. That was a 2-year program. We see a network availability increased by almost a full 99.87%. Fantastic. Maybe they got lucky and didn't have any major incidents, so we can bypass that one. But look at the downtime field there. What a fantastic story this is. Total downtime reduced to 11.4 hours. Preventative maintenance inspections were simultaneously decreased. The ROI on this will pay for itself in several years. We cut the number of inspections down to 12. Take a look at the service arrival time. That was decreased from 2 hours to 0.5 hours. Did the service engineers drive any faster? They didn't race to those sites. The telemetry that was available from the remote sites allowed them to look into those systems and start to react to failures before they went over limit. They did that with half the engineers, as you can see in the last field. Graphically, we're talking about a 77% increase in uptime per year. What a fantastic story. Just from switching from a break-fix system to a proactive system, they were able to increase the uptime by 77%. This isn't predictive yet, but this is a case of moving to the next step in system availability. So the story here is that there is a return on investment for investing in those monitoring systems. It's a mean to cause a fixed discipline for any kind of event, for any kind of failure. You can provide actionable, understandable reactions and plans to whatever's required if there is a failure. It's a continuous process, much like the other processes we all follow daily. An event occurs, we react to it, we modify our strategy, and we go on. Part of developing a proactive management system is to try to collect information from as many systems as possible. SiteScan Web, as shown below, collects all the information from HVAC systems, power systems, generator systems, bringing all the critical infrastructure and business critical information to one central repository. It's a manager that sits listening to critical devices and provides those alerts, alarms, and telemetry off to other systems. You'll hear from Tim in a few minutes. He'll detail how the alarms and events within SiteScan are moved to their OpenView system. Graphically, the critical systems manager sits at the bottom level, talking to all the devices directly. Those devices collect events, alarms, telemetry directly from those remote systems, leaks from water system. All that information is compiled into one critical manager and then forwarded to the appropriate manager systems. For example, OpenView or Tivoli or other products that do network management. On the left side, building management systems. Those systems can collect facilities information, infrastructure information, and power data. Let's shift to talk about the monitored environment within the data center. Lots of power systems are increasing. Servers are coming in all the time. The heat loads are increasing continuously. One of the parts about managing these systems and how the change is occurring is managing the systems for total power consumption, zone-based air control, and managing the power at the point of consumption. A critical management system has to be flexible enough and manage this data directly, not passing off alarms if the power increases. Another area is leak detection. We've done some studies similar to our cell study. 27% of outages are occurring within the data center are caused by water. These occurrences are increasing every year. At last year's data center world, 31% of facilities managers had a water event in their facility in the last 12 months. All this adds up to high downtime. The cost of these downtimes are so astronomical that they're difficult to understand. Another area of management and monitoring that needs to be handled carefully are generator management. Fuel burn, output current ratio, and freeze prevention are critical to operating these systems efficiently. The generators shown in the photograph are operated and managed for their performance capabilities. We monitor those systems according to the fuel burn and the watts produced. This is a concept that will allow performance and predictive to line up in the future. As we monitor those generators, we can see failures in the performance of those generators independently. Generator 5 could have a failure, still be operating and providing full power, but have a performance issue that's easily detected. Another area that needs to be considered are the batteries. Most of the failures that occur from UPSs are due to batteries. The batteries are the most vulnerable component of the system. What we see here are that 37% of the failures from UPSs that are otherwise healthy occur because of battery failures. Battery monitoring systems can monitor and actually predict the failure of those batteries before they become service affecting. Part of the issue with batteries is that as they age, the discharge curve becomes very steep. The curve over on the right-hand side indicates that the normal discharge curve of a battery is several years. But as the temperature environment of those batteries increases, that curve moves to the left. As that curve moves to the left, you don't know if your batteries are vulnerable and able to carry the load. Therefore, some method to allow those batteries to be managed predictively is required. What's depicted here is a resistance curve for a typical string of batteries. The green bars indicate batteries that are normally operating. The one bar, the rogue, if you will, of the battery string has failed. It may actually be showing a good charge voltage. The cell may have a good temperature. Everything may appear normal, but the increased resistance will indicate under load that battery will not carry its weight. So during a discharge event, this will cause the UPS to fail. We've seen that it occurs 37% of the time. After an event, how do you manage the battery that you've retrieved? You must display that data, report on it, deal with forensic events, and manage the information that you've collected. Reporting systems are critical for this. Not only do those reporting systems allow you to prevent the event from occurring again, they allow you to change your strategy for the future. So let's look at some of the traps. One of the issues that can occur with monitoring systems is that those systems must be adaptive. They must change to the environment and manage the number of channels, the data rate, and the systems that they're talking to. That's the machine-to-machine convergence we spoke about a few minutes ago. Binary alarms cannot be good enough. This is true-false, high-low, failure-type alarms. Monitoring the telemetry is critical to becoming proactive and getting to the next step of being predictive. Inadequate resolution of analog inputs. What I mean by this is that those analog values that are displaying temperature can't just display 70, 71, 72, but they should have enough resolution to see the changes in those systems as they move. 72.3, as shown before, is a good example. And like we said before, the history is so important. How do you monitor those systems? How do you collect that information? And what are you going to do to change in the future is the key to a good monitoring system. Now, the human interfaces, after we've covered the machine interfaces, the human interfaces are so critical. One of the keys to depicting proactive management of the devices is to move the baseline data out where people can view them graphically. We have here a graph of several analog inputs that are shown in a long track. Looking at those for a long track, you can see that some of the values are noisy, they're moving up and down, and others are very slow changers. Graphically displaying that data is the key to having skilled operators know what's going on in the data center and to be truly proactive in the operation. Trends based on changing sample rates, changes of value, looking at specific time of day, even seasonal variations are key to using these graphical displays. One of the issues with monitoring is how do you document the value that's being provided by the monitoring system? What is the ROI of the system? We saw the example in the cell sites where an additional 9 was added to the systems. That additional 9 can come to data centers too. It improves staff efficiency by reducing the number of people that are monitoring systems. Remotely monitoring batteries allows you to avoid on-site, potentially unsafe measurement of those batteries. It allows you to move from the reactive world to the proactive, ultimately to the predictive. You can move to failure prediction. This is a concept that allows you to have planned work rather than rapid response processes within your facility. This allows you to develop an appropriate response for any event that occurs. All these increase uptime and improve the operability of the systems. Let's consider what I talked about over the last few minutes. I'm asking you to shift from a break-fix, non-performance-based monitoring system, where you operate the systems waiting for something to happen. That reaction time could be downtime, it could be a minor failure, but it's going to occur. Building processes about reacting quicker does not improve the uptime. Take a look at the bottom line. Graphically, we're talking about predictive performance-based monitoring, where we can see events where they are occurring at their base level, where we can see temperatures as they're increasing. We can start to react to those events before they become significant. With dual bus architectures, many of those events are shielded from us. An event can occur and systems never go down. We must have the visibility to see those. Clear over at the right, there is an opportunity where a total downtime could be avoided. By looking at performance degradation, we can avoid total failures in the system completely, potentially raising our data center yet another 9 in capability. My message to you is collect the telemetry, not the alarms. Collect the long-term historical data. Look at those values graphically. Allow the experts to see them on web pages. That allows you to provide the correct information to the correct person whenever an event occurs.